Get ready for the drama. This is Dave Ryan's War of the Roses, 101.3 KDWB.
Once in a while on War of the Roses, it's different because they don't want to test their own partner.
Yeah.
They're testing somebody else. Like, we've had people test their daughter. Mm-hmm. We've had people test their dad before.
Yeah, I honestly think the most messed up one was the woman who tested her daughter.
Yeah. Because her daughter, like, was cheating, right?
I can't remember, but I feel like she was. And it was like, you got this weird feeling, like, does she really care that much more about the boyfriend than her daughter? That's so weird.
Well, this one is much more understandable because it's somebody who is worried that her best friend's husband is cheating on her best friend. As a matter of fact, not just worried, but kind of knows.
Yeah.
And Carly's going to kind of fill us in here. Carly, how did this whole thing start? You're friends with another couple, and this is your best friend, and fill me in on all the details.
Yes, so we're a pretty tight-knit group, really. So my best friend, her husband, he was getting rid of his computer, and mine was just garbage. So he was so nice enough to give me, you know, he cleaned off his computer, and he gave it to me. And so first, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that this is not, everything's good in my relationship. But we've been put in a bit of a weird situation. So my boyfriend is setting up my new-to-me computer, and as soon as he gets it set up, he finds in the recycle bin, he finds this folder of photos from Paul, the guy that my best friend's husband, who gave it to me, and, like, it's this woman in its very sexual-natured pictures. So now I'm just concerned that my best friend, Angie, is getting cheated on, and I just can't handle it. And I don't know, like, why would he give me a computer? I don't know. I just think something's up.
Oh, God. Yeah, that sucks. Like, here's a weird... This is a... Obviously, you can tell that these are pictures that are not something he found online and just saved.
I mean, they're him. I mean, unless he's...
Oh, he's in
them.
I thought you said they were just sexual of another girl.
With him.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a big difference.
So how are they posed? Yeah, I mean, so you can tell they're sexual. Are they obviously naked?
I don't know, but, like, that's my best friend's husband. And now, like, what are we... Like, I just can't sit here and be, like, complicit about this, but I don't know. I just hope that it is a Photoshop project and that they are faithful.
It's not.
Yeah, there's no way it's a Photoshop project.
I mean, who would do that?
Come on, I'm an optimist.
Well, yeah. Unless you got some sort of a weird fetish about your, like, some other woman and you're going to Photoshop it, but... But the most logical explanation is usually the simplest one.
Yeah.
And that is that he was with somebody else, took pictures, and when he was cleaning out, what a crap job, though, of cleaning out your laptop. You got to do more. You got to do, like, a whole drive
wipe or whatever.
I'm getting stressed.
Okay, because, honest, I gave Jenny my computer.
Well, there's nothing on your computer, though, is there?
I don't know. It's one of those things where I don't take nude photos, you know what I mean? But also... It's just like when you pass a cop on the highway, you don't do drugs, but all of a sudden you get paranoid. Like, what do I have in my car that they're going to find?
I'm going to guess Jenny would cover for you. If Jenny found anything scandalous on your computer, like your gambling addiction or something like that, she'd probably like, you know what, DeFallon, don't worry. I'm not telling Jake that all of your investments, you cleaned out your 401k and you spent it all on sportsbook.com.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get back to be a little bit more serious. So, Carly.
That's a terrible position or spot to be in, Carly.
So...
How hard is it to delete your pictures? How hard?
Well, he did delete them, but he only put them in the recycle bin. You got to empty the recycle bin. There's a little icon you click on. It says empty recycle bin. But even then, they're not really gone. They just removed the first couple of letters of the file name, so they disappear or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, they're still there.
I don't know anything about it. Yeah.
Unless you have, like,
I love my best friend, and I don't want her to be... I just want to figure out if she needs to lose him or what. I just don't know.
And that's
put me into that position because, like, I feel like he just dumped this on us.
That's her. You said, and just, I think you already said this, but that's her boyfriend, not her husband,
no, it's
right?
It's her husband.
Oh.
It's her husband, yeah.
God, okay. I was like, oh, it's easy just to ditch him then if it's a boyfriend. Okay, never mind. That, yeah, okay.
No, my boyfriend found the pictures when he was setting up my computer, the one that Paul gave us.
Okay.
So, what's your best friend's name?
Angie.
Okay.
So if we call and he sends it to the wrong person, what are you going to say to him? Are you going to, like, be like, you have to tell her tonight or I'm going to? Or what are you going to do?
I mean, I'm going to send her the radio station. I don't know. I mean, she's going to find out. Like, I don't want to be the one to tell her, honestly, but I need to. I just, if I have to, I just don't want to break her heart. But yeah. He's doing it actively if he's cheating on her.
So let me ask you this question. If he says the right name and he sends the roses to Angie, are you going to let bygones be bygones and pretend this never happened and pretend,
great
like,
question.
I mean, that maybe it was a fluke, or maybe, because it's a possibility, a very good possibility, that sure, he hooked up with some other woman and then his wife found out about it and they've mended the fence and they've gone to counseling or agreed to work through it and it's none your damn business.
Okay,
so, and it could be,
sure,
because you don't want to jump into something that's none of your business either, but you already are.
Like, I wish I would have purchased my own computer, you know.
I really wish.
I didn't know any of this.
Okay. All right, we're going to call him in a second. We're going to call Paul because we got his phone number, obviously, easy to get. And we're going to say, hey, we're from your bank or your cable company or we're from whatever. And we're going to give you a little survey. And if you take the survey, we're going to reward you with roses. And you can send the roses to anybody you want to. Now, the right answer for Paul would be to send them to Angie. And then the wrong answer would probably be anybody else besides Angie. And then if he says anybody else besides Angie, I'm going to turn the call over to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in the, I was going to say I'm not going to get involved, but now I'm already involved in this. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to turn, if he says anybody but Angie, I'm going to turn the call over to you, and you can tell him what's going on, okay?
Okay.
So what do you think? Should she be doing this? Should she be interfering with this? Or is, I mean, it's her best friend.
Yeah.
Would you do it for your best friend? Probably. Would you do it for your sister or your brother? Probably. Would you do it for a coworker at work? Let's say your coworker at work. Same thing happened.
No way. Stay out of it.
And you're going to stay out of it because at work, that's dangerous ground.
Yeah, that's very dangerous.
So would you do this? Do you think that she should mind her own business? Do you think that she should bust him? Do you think that she should have even taken this to the radio? Maybe she should have just taken the computer over to Angie and said, look at this.
Yeah.
Here's Paul naked with a woman that's not you. But then again, would you want Paul to see those or is that too far? So many different things. What do you think is going to happen and who's Paul going to send the roses to? Call me to let me know what you think. We always love talking to you before War of the Roses. And by the way, Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law is going to be on to kind of analyze this and do a little commentary at the end of this about whatever he can pick up that he can teach you about relationships and divorce and things that he's seen. Jonathan Fogel from FogelFamilyLaw.com. We'll be right back to make the phone call on KDWB. Before we make the phone call, we always talk to you and find out what you think. So basically, if you just missed the first part of War of the Roses, there's two couples, they're friends. So one couple's like, oh, our computer sucks, my computer sucks. So the other couple says, oh, take my old one, I got a new one, take mine. And of course, they look at it, and the husband gets kind of snoopy, and he's like, oh, let's see what's in the recycle bin. Porn pictures, naked pictures of the husband with another woman that's not the wife. Well, now do they call her and tell her? Did they tell him? No, they called KWB. Always the wrong choice.
No,
always
right,
the wrong choice.
No, we need you to call us. So yes, please.
And then we're going to call and test him in a second. But first, I get a text message from Roxanne. And so I called Roxanne. You had something like this happen to you, yeah?
Yeah, it's the same exact thing. So I had three best friends that we all knew very well from high school. We've been friends all throughout college and into our adult years. Two of them were basically having an affair, and I had no clue about it. Well, then the one friend was too dumb and couldn't keep it to herself. She had to tell somebody, so she told me. And then it became like a whole big thing, and so I had to tell the one girl that he was cheating on, because I was also best friends with her.
Oh, God.
And with the person that was doing it. It was a complete nightmare.
Oh, wow.
I had to confirm both of them, and I was like, hey, this is what happened. This is what I heard. And, of course, by then it was like, yep, it was true. So it had already come out. So I lost a best friend over it.
So you, so when you, this is what I hear, the cautionary tale is, if you tell your friend that their partner is cheating, a lot of the time you're going to lose that friend.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But
sure.
That's so wrong, because you know what? You did it for all the right reasons. So would you say butt out and cancel War of the Roses today?
No, because I think at the end of the day, that is, if it's really, truly her best friend, like she's saying it is, mm-hmm. She has to know. Like, that's your best friend. That's like family. You have to do it.
Roxanne, thanks for talking to us. I appreciate it.
Someone said, did she look at the date on the pictures? Because maybe they were just old photos and he, you know, was finally getting around to deleting them. Like maybe like with an ex or someone. And someone else said, if the wife is a good enough friend that they're giving you a laptop, she needs to be a good enough friend to give her back the photo she found.
It's true. And then somebody says, oh, my name, I mean, is his name Paul blank? Because apparently they think that they know who this guy is.
I don't think that's the person.
Let's make the phone call, and we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law, who I'm going to guess has some horror stories about things that his clients found on their computer. We'll do that after the phone call on War of the Roses.
Paul, we're going to get you a dozen long stem romantic roses, and it's actually a great new company we're working with. They're guaranteed to stay fresh for 7 days. So we'll send those out for you, and then we'll get the address here in a second, but we'll need the name of your recipient. So who would you like to send these beautiful roses to?
I know. Can we send them to Samantha?
Yes. Do you want to include a card?
Yeah. Say something like, thinking of you and, as always, thinking of you as always, and can't wait to see you again.
Okay. I love that. Simple, but so much is said with that.
You ever heard that saying, got hit by a ton of bricks? By a ton of bricks? Yep. Mm-hmm. Here comes the ton of bricks.
This is Dave, by the way.
I'm turning this all over to Carly. You might know Carly. Okay. And Carly wants to talk to you, Paul. It's all you, Carly.
What? Hey, Paul. I'm sure this is a little shocking. I'm sure those roses will be really pretty for Samantha. But, you know, ironically, recently, thank you so much for giving us the computer. And thank you for putting us in a position where you left your recycle bin with some nude pictures with you doing God knows what with God knows who, probably Samantha. But, you know, we gotta make sure that since you put me in that position that we tell Angie about this. Because you did this to yourself, Paul.
What are you talking about? What is
Samantha?
It's none of your business who she is.
It is a little bit, because you gave me a computer with nude photos on it, and now I'm supposed to just not tell Angie? You need to tell her.
No, I'm
you need to tell your wife what is going on.
Hey, this is none of your business, all right? So
made it my business when you left nude pictures on your computer that you gave me, which is not my computer.
You should not have been snooping in that computer. I want that computer back.
Not snooping. You left it on there. It was not deleted. I did not want to see that.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what you're even talking about, all right? I don't know.
When was it? You need to be honest with Angie. She does not. She is a good woman, and she does not deserve this. You guys want to have a family. You need to tell her immediately. Or I will, and she's gonna hear about it from a lot worse, and you don't want to deal with that.
I don't need you telling me what to do, all right? This is none of your business, all right? So you just stay right out of it.
No, you made it my business.
Every War of the Roses, we always get some legal advice because it turned out Fallon and I are nearly always wrong with our legal advice.
Yeah, truly.
So
I still take the money.
Right.
I don't do free consultations like Jonathan.
Jonathan is free consultations. Jonathan from Fogel Family Law. Good morning, Jonathan Fogel. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
It's dangerous. Owning a computer is dangerous because there's going to be crap on there that if your wife or your husband or your partner finds out, you're going to be in trouble. Have you run into this before?
I have run into this before. In fact, I had a crazy case years ago where I represented the wife, and we found the husband had left his computer. He thought he wiped out his history, mm-hmm. but we got his computer, and we found that he had done a search for how to hide marital assets. That was one of the searches he did. But even worse, he did a search. They had minor children. He did a search, which countries are not members of the Hague Convention. And the reason why that's important is that the Hague Convention is a treaty that has a protocol for the return of children that are removed from one member country to the other. And so we realized that he was planning on taking the children out of the country not coming back.
So now you bring all this to the courtroom, and then that's not going to look good for the person who searched. What countries don't recognize that?
Right. What ended up happening in that case is the court did not allow him to have any unsupervised contact with the children for quite some time, and he was never allowed to have their passports.
So they couldn't leave the country. Wow, that's crazy. You know what? I mean, divorce doesn't always have to be that ugly and complicated. There's probably some easy ones where they come in and go, you know what? We're both done. We're both ready to move on. That happens too, though, right?
That happens. I would say probably 70% of my cases settle without ever seeing the inside of a courtroom. People come in, they have agreements, or we work together with the other attorney, and we never go to court at all until there's a final agreement, and we send that in, and the judge just signs off on it. Mm. You know, that is my goal always, is to try to do it in the least acrimonious way. If people can get along and we can reach an agreement, that's the best option for everybody.
Okay, so like, you know, and me and my ex, Julie, we were never married, but if we were, it would have been an ugly, prolonged divorce because we didn't get along.
Oh, yeah.
But now Susan and I, when we get divorced, it'll probably be like a handshake and a pat on the back.
Yeah.
And a big check of some sort or another. What else did you take away, Jonathan, from Fogle Family Law? What else did you take away? Anything at all from this week's War of the Roses?
Well, look, the main takeaway is don't ever believe that erasing your history means that it can never be found again. That's not only true on computers, but any technological device, right? Whether it's your phone, whether it's an iPad, anything like that, a good tech person will be able to recover information if you delete it. What I would say is, you know, if you're going to be searching on your computer, just be a little more careful and maybe just get rid of the computer completely.
I was going to say, throw it in Lake Minnetonka.
Minnetonka, then.
Throw it in Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah, now, look, I can't advocate for getting rid of evidence because that's not appropriate.
Yes. Nope.
Yeah, if there's going to be stuff on your computer, you don't want that stuff to be found.
Get a consultation from Jonathan, and he can help you get through any hurdles in your divorce. And, you know, Jonathan and I always like to say, you know, we're not advocating divorce, but it is a fact of life. It's kind of like, you know, broken collarbones. We're not advocating broken collarbones, but sometimes you get one, you got to go see a doctor.
Jonathan, would it, like, be the same, just a quick question, like, on, like, a work computer? Because someone could claim someone else used their computer, so would that be, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're using your work computer to search for those kind of things, you know, I wouldn't necessarily recommend that. But if someone else has access to your work computer, then certainly you could make the argument that you didn't make that search, yeah, or you didn't, you know, you weren't the one searching that. And there's also things about, you know, privacy laws with work computers, right? They're much more open because you don't have the expectation of privacy on those computers. And Dave, I agree with you. At the end of the day, putting the children first is the first and foremost thing to do when you're going through a divorce. That's what I try to do.
If you want to find out how you can make your divorce work better for everybody involved, get a hold of Jonathan, FogleFamilyLaw.com. Free consultations, and get a hold of Jonathan, and he'll set up a time for you to come in and talk, or go online, or do Zoom, or do it on the phone, or whatever. Fogle, F-O-G-E-L, FogleFamilyLaw.com. Jonathan, thanks for your expertise, and thanks for being on War of the Roses.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great week. Take care.